Half of me was like excited that an Australian sports person had come out. You know, a lot of I would say closeted athletes are gonna look to how Australia reacts to the news. And the other half of me thought it's not really, sounds terrible to say newsworthy, but it was headline news and it really didn't need to be. It's the 21st century, like it someone coming out is just it's everyday stuff these days. A lot of people just focus on that than the other stuff that he was talking about, which was like his battle with depression and alcohol problems and more important stuff that need to be spoken about.
How about you, Jared? What did you think when you saw the news?
Very brave of him to do that on national television for a start. But as Riley said also, it doesn't need to be headline news. It shouldn't really be anyone's business whether someone's gay, straight, bi, transgender even.
What effect will it have on a young kid who's sort of maybe giving some thought to their own sexuality? Is it relevant to them?
I think in some ways, yes. Seeing such a high-profile person, celebrity, even coming out like that, it can give them hope to see that, well, it is acceptable to be this way. That's just it. But in some ways, no, because, you know, family matters as well. I know with my own family, growing up, knowing that I was gay from an early age, and then seeing the way my parents and my family reacted to homosexuality, it sort of put me off it for a long time. And then when I finally did come out, it was all a huge mess. It just depends on the circumstances of the person, really.
What was the reaction from your family and friends like?
From my friends, they were really supportive. Extended family have been great, but my parents were a bit different. My dad was okay with it, but to this day I'm not sure how he's actually coping with it. And my mum reacted horribly to it, told me that it was a disgrace to the family and didn't really want to speak to me about it. So after a few counselling sessions, she sort of came around a bit, but it's still not quite all there.
Do you think your experience is common in terms of reaction from family? What do you think, Riley?
A lot of my friends have had quite positive experiences. I mean, in my friend group, it's been the norm for full family acceptance and full friend acceptance. And I mean, a lot of people that Jared and I know together have had somewhat negative experiences, which is heartbreaking in when you come from such a positive coming out experience and listening to these stories, thinking that could have happened to me or any of my friends.
What was your experience coming out like?
My experience was fully positive. Like, I was fully accepted by all my family, all my friends, and everyone who I generally meet is always often very supportive of everything that I do or that I am.
But, do you think it's different being growing up gay in country towns or country cities? What do you think, Jared?
I think it doesn't matter wherever you are. You're still going to get those mixed reactions from people. The only difference is in a small country town, everyone knows everyone, so word spreads faster. And it's just basically up to the people to make the decision whether they're going to accept you or not. As with inner city, it's just all about the people that matter, really.
What would you say to, say, other young kids who are growing up in maybe even a smaller town than Bunbury and starting to realise that they're gay, which sounds like it happens at quite a young age?
That's a really hard one. I'd say just roll with it, because it's like a band-aid, I guess. Once it's off, the pain is there for a short time, but then everything does get better as time goes on. And the way I see it, if people don't want to accept you, then they're not worth having in your life.
Sue Ash is the CEO of Uniting Care West, which runs a local support group for young people of diverse sexuality and gender. She says it's especially important to support young gay people living in the country who can often feel extremely isolated.
The first thing they need is a safe place where they can actually work through what they're thinking, how they're thinking, and issues that they are feeling concerned about. I think for many young people in the country, it's really just an exaggeration of some of the pressures that they would find living in the city. We know in this group of young people that there is an increased propensity to anxiety and to depression, and sadly, the suicide rates for this group of young people is significantly more than the general population. Country young people experience all of those pressures, but also the isolation of not necessarily having a safe place to actually go and talk these things through.